So in our religious alphabet, we've actually come to the letter Z. I was thinking maybe doing Zion, but I think I already did that indirectly. So when I first started 8 months ago, when we started doing this alphabet thing, I skipped A and B. I said A, if we do A, Alpha, and Omega, it takes us to the end, and it was like, we're done. So we're not doing that one. We moved to B. Today I was going to rehearse us through all the letters and try to figure out everything that we did, and I'm ashamed to say that I can't remember them all. So I'll say something else. So anyway, A to Z in English means A and everything between till Z. But in Greek, when we say Alpha and Omega, we simply mean the beginning and the end, okay? So the other day, Thursday, was Ascension, the Feast of Ascension. And that kind of represents almost the Z, almost the end of the Lord's plan. He came, he was born, the Virgin Mary carried him. He was born on Christmas. We did the Christmas Day stuff. He grew up, he was baptized, he did his ministry. Then he suffered the passion, he was crucified. Before that, he instituted Holy Communion, he gathered his apostles, he created the beginnings of the church. And then, but the plan was to come down, find humanity, unite with humanity, heal, cure human nature, and take it back with him to the right hand of the Father, to back and make it even better than it was before. Which he did. So if you know the story of Ascension, we talked about this last year, whether it was smoke from some kind of spaceship or it was actually a cloud, whatever. But anyway, it took him up and he sat, whatever it means, at the right hand of the Father with his body, with his human nature, and forever and ever and ever, humanity has this potential. I mean, because God is now united with humanity. So it's kind of like been done. And that was it. And now it was job of the apostles then to wait for the Holy Spirit to come and empower them to go out and offer this salvation to everybody. And we here in the 21st century have believed our parents, our grandparents, or the studying and, following our own sort of, desire to learn, and we have believed. And so we're on that, being in the church by virtue of being here, hearing the word of God, receiving the sacraments. We are in that process, but that's how it happened. So that was the Z. So why today, since we're waiting another week to celebrate Pentecost, are we celebrating the Feast of the Holy Fathers of the First Ecumenical Council? It just seems kind of weird. We did Holy Week and all this Easter stuff and Ascension, and we're waiting for Pentecost, and now we're celebrating something that happened in the 4th century. So the reason why is because you know your church history, but maybe we'll review it some year, that in the First Ecumenical Council is where the beginning of the creed was written, and the first, two-thirds of it were written. So the reason why was the doctrine of what we call Christology, anything that has to do with Christ, how he became man, and all that business, that's called Christology. So that was clarified and articulated in the creed at the First Ecumenical Council, where it says, he ascended into heaven and sat at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. That part of the creed was written at the First Ecumenical Council, and therefore we honor those fathers in this sort of interim period as we're waiting one more week now for what we're calling the Holy Weekend of Pentecost, starting on Saturday. This Saturday we'll do a memorial for the souls, Saturday of the Souls, and then moving forward with all the Feasts of Pentecost. So that's why we're commemorating those fathers today and every year. Every year, this Sunday is the commemoration of the fathers of the First Ecumenical Council. So Pentecost is big because we call it the birthday of the church. You may know it as the name day of Holy Trinity Church or any church that's named Holy Trinity. Those are nice things, but let's call it what it is. We're remembering the descent of the Holy Spirit and the empowering not only of the apostles, but of those who they would then, empower, including us, to be reborn, regenerated, and, to work towards that ultimate salvation. So let's honor that and reignite that by participating in those services next weekend. Let's stand and pray.